Our top story this week is the tug of war between a new class of drugs that's curing a chronic disorder and the high price tag that's giving healthcare administrators heartburn. The drug is sofosbuvir, which is sold under the name of Sovaldi. It's used to treat hepatitis C, the blood-borne virus that was just discovered in 1986. It was often spread through risky sex and drug use, and after lying dormant for years, it is now showing up in a lot of aging baby boomers.
As we look through medicine, there are very few diseases that I think you can say with such precision that you really are cured.
That's Dr. Paul Kuo. He's a professor at the IU School of Medicine, and he's a specialist in treating hepatitis. What makes Sovaldi different is that it's part of a new class of drugs that is both more effective and much better tolerated than older drugs such as interferon. And that means more people are candidates to take it. Dr. Kuo told me it's having remarkable results.
Across the board, you're going to see efficacy rates above 95%. Above 95%.
And that's a cure?
Cure.
Rate?
So you are cured. So the way I like to explain hepatitis C to patients, it's like a light switch. It's either on or it's off.
A 12-week treatment of Sovaldi costs $84,000. But it's not really the price tag per person that's making Sovaldi the topic of congressional hearings. Rather, it's the overall cost of treating hepatitis C that's going to be astronomical as more baby boomers are diagnosed and treated. Here's the point. Older therapies were expensive too, but not as many people took them and fewer were actually cured. So without a doubt, the Hep C price tag is high. The difference is now the cure rate is too.
That has all changed now.
Let's back up to set the scene. Hepatitis is inflammation of the liver, in this case, caused by a virus.
Just like, for instance, if you have your hands in dishwater and they become red and irritated, that's a dermatitis. If you get pink eye, that's conjunctivitis, that's inflammation.
If the inflammation continues for years, there's scarring called fibrosis. Severe liver scarring is called cirrhosis. In the past, the treatment has been transplantation or, in less severe cases, a course of genetically engineered interferon.
If you get the flu, you have flu-like symptoms, you have a fever, those are your white cells releasing interferon. So for years, we've been giving this same medicine, although a synthetic protein of interferon, to stimulate the immune system to clear the virus from the liver in combination with another medicine.
Interferon treatments worked for about 70% of people with hepatitis C, but the side effects took a real toll.
Interferon had effects on the bone marrow, depression, caused such severe depression that you could commit suicide on interferon. All of that is gone. I am so impressed over the last 20 years that the people who have tolerated these interferon-based therapies, they have been cured, but they have gone to work feeling like they've had the flu for a year. And these are people who have earned my respect enormously that they've been able to be cured.
The scene changed in 2013 when drug maker Gideon introduced Sovaldi. It works by binding to the hepatitis virus protein, stopping its ability to replicate. Because it is excreted through the urine, the risk of interacting with other drugs is low. But the price tag? Well, that's high. As we mentioned, $84,000 to treat one person for 12 weeks. The current regimen combines Sovaldi with interferon, still a problem for a lot of people. Depending on your point of view, the situation is about to get a lot better for patients with hepatitis C and a lot more expensive for the healthcare system. Again, Dr. Paul Kuo.
This coming winter, within October, November, December, sofosbuvir will be approved with another direct-acting antiviral agent without interferon. And at least in the registration trials for people who've never been treated, the cure rates were essentially 99%. Which
wow.
is very, yeah, mm-hmm. wow is correct. Wow.
The new regimen will also be much simpler. No more injections.
One pill or two or three pills a day. That's it. And I mean minimal side effects.
And what would be the minimal side
Headache,
effects?
Headache, okay. A little bit of fatigue, pruritus, a little bit of itching. Nothing like we have now.
People who are cured of hepatitis C are less likely to need a transplant, but still need to be monitored as they recover from the liver damage. But here's something the liver can do that other organs cannot. It can heal itself.
For instance, if you have a heart attack, unless you get the blood supply fixed to the heart very quickly, you're at risk for significant damage to the heart. With the liver, Actually, you can have this virus for years, get moderate or severe scarring if you're cured. And we have seen this here, and it's been demonstrated in many trials, that this fibrosis for hepatitis C and many other diseases gets better and actually goes away.
So with the virus gone and healing possible, people who had hepatitis C are now less likely to need expensive liver transplants. Now that saves money and frees up donated livers for other patients.
And so it really holds hope for people, which is why efforts are being made to find and screen the people with hepatitis C, because if we find them, diagnose them, and link them to care, then we'll have the opportunity to prevent these end-stage complications, which are not only more difficult to treat, but clearly lead to greater cost to the entire healthcare system.
But what about the price? Claire Cruising is Director of Communications of America's Health Insurance Plans. That group is concerned not just about the cost per person of Sovaldi and other drugs in the same class. AHIP is also raising alarms about the total cost to the healthcare system as more people become eligible to take it.
Research shows that the high price of these drugs are driving up premiums, are increasing cost sharing for consumers. So I think that's the important consideration to keep in mind, is that drug makers are essentially asking for a blank check because they know insurance companies, they know the government will pay for this. But really, patients too are forced to, you know, carry that price tag and face that extra cost in their premiums or in their cost sharing. The question is naturally, are we pricing those drugs at a way that patients can access them? And really, these high price tags are a barrier for patients that are seeking these treatments.
Congress has been asking questions about why the price of Sovaldi is so high, but so far, nobody has put forward a solution to this puzzle.
We want to avoid government price controls and are focusing on bringing together stakeholders across the industry to find a sustainable solution so the government doesn't have to. So it's really bringing everyone to the table to find a solution that works for drug makers and works for patients and works for broader health systems so that access to these treatments can be sustained.
Dr. Paul Kuo, professor at the IU School of Medicine.
The jury is still out on this, but I actually think there are some of these individuals, I don't know if we're going to completely reverse everything, but you can already see early signals that you can make things better by treating this disease.
It sounds like a sea change here. I mean, this is revolutionizing.
It is hard to think of another disease that has evolved in therapeutic efficacy at this rapid a rate. We all knew this was going to happen. Many of us thought it would be 5 or 10 years later. And just, I think, all credit to an enormous community of liver doctors out there that dedicated themselves to the last 10 years, and there are many all over the U.S. and the world that have dedicated themselves to trying to get rid of this virus. And I think you're going to see that for many people whose lives have been substantially affected by this disease, that they are going to be able to be offered what I consider an enormous opportunity to get rid of the virus. I think you're going to change the face of what we see with liver cancer, because I think the cases gradually will go down. Transplantation is going to change because we're going to be curing the hepatitis C. There are many other liver diseases that require transplant, and it will be an opportunity for people with other diseases to have an opportunity to have those organs without the intense competition we have now. So I think overall, from a global health perspective, this is going to really help the healthcare community that we all practice in.
This is a debate that's going to continue for a while. We'll follow it and keep you posted.